Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, a former chief investigator for Iraq's Commission on Public Integrity testified that over $13 billion that the U.S. sent to Iraq for reconstruction projects has been wasted, stolen, or diverted to al-Qaeda in Iraq. The investigator told the U.S. Senate's Democratic Policy Committee that billions were spent on fictitious projects and on efforts where U.S. and Iraqi contractors did unacceptably shoddy work. In one case, the U.S. spent nearly $25 million on an electricity project, but it, quote, existed only on paper, end quote. The investigator added that he personally saw waste of U.S. funds and that he was eventually forced to flee Iraq because of death threats.
Irony is alive and well in the Big Easy. Louisiana's state Senate just appointed former lobbyist and Democratic congressional aide Gary Heimel to the Louisiana Board of Ethics. The board's role is to interpret and enforce ethical standards, including electoral campaign finance and lobbyist disclosure laws. Heimel was a lobbyist with Hill & Knowlton and worked on behalf of Turkey and Indonesia when both countries needed help downplaying human rights abuses. He also worked on behalf of Citizens for a Free Kuwait, a front group bankrolled by the Kuwaiti royal family to press for U.S. intervention against Iraq. Heimel was also one of several Hill & Knowlton consultants that worked to salvage Enron after its collapse.
After a lot of discussion and confusion about whether plastics are safe, especially in baby products, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that the plastic bisphenol A carries no health risks. But their decision is based on research funded by the chemical industry. In fact, one of the studies the agency relied on was conducted by employees of Dow Chemical, which manufactures bisphenol A. The FDA ignored numerous independent and government-funded studies that show risks for fetuses, developing infants, and children, as well as an increased risk of diabetes and heart disease for adults. Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa has demanded that the FDA explain how they decided which studies to use and which to ignore.
According to documents leaked to the Guardian newspaper, the British government has been actively trying to undermine the European Union's plan to reduce carbon emissions to combat climate change. The UK wants to be able to count more imported carbon credits in order to meet pollution reduction targets. The documents indicate that if Britain has its way, Europe could emit an extra billion tons of CO2 over a 7-year period. Environmentalists are furious. The leader of Britain's Green Party said, quote, "It shows how much of the political talk on climate is empty rhetoric when you have the UK talking up the need for action on one hand and carrying out this kind of irresponsible climate vandalism on the other," end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the Hill & Knowlton public relations firm and their work for Citizens for a Free Kuwait. One of the stories used to gain U.S. public support for the first Gulf War was completely engineered by Hill & Knowlton. In October 1990, a 15-year-old girl named Naira testified about atrocities that she claimed to have witnessed in front of what seemed to be a congressional committee. Here's a clip of her testimony.
While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
But appearances can be deceiving. The group was the House Human Rights Caucus, not an official congressional committee. Its co-chairs also headed another group that occupied free office space in Hill & Knowlton's Washington, D.C. office. And Naira? She was actually the niece of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States and part of the Kuwaiti royal family. She had been coached in her false testimony by Hill & Knowlton. There is absolutely no evidence that her story was true, but it was repeated widely by the media, by President George H.W. Bush, and even at the United Nations. It also succeeded in getting the U.S. public to support the first Gulf War.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.